This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
It is Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. Welcome to The Alex Jones Show, and what a doozy of a broadcast you are in for today. We've got shocking news happening right now across the spectrum. You got a mystery illness shutting down and quarantining a runway in New York. You've got a crazed lunatic ramming his truck into a Fox News studio, shouting high treason, throwing papers in the air. Details emerging on both of those stories right now. You've got the tech executives of Facebook and Twitter being grilled, well, maybe lightly seared, in front of Congress today. Google doesn't show up. You've got the Kavanaugh hearings continuing today. More radical leftist protesters getting arrested, causing a scene. More Democrats whining and complaining. What about the documents? Oh, you didn't care about the documents when you signed Obamacare. What about the emails? We need to read Kavanaugh's emails. Oh, you didn't care about the emails when it was Hillary Clinton. Illegal server that was hacked by China and who knows who else. And then the big enchilada, our own Alex Jones, right now, is on the Hill confronting members of Congress who are supposed to be holding the social media tech giants' feet to the fire on this censorship deal, but have emerged as nothing more than cowards with their tails between their legs. And Alex Jones directly confronted Marco Rubio. Alex Jones directly confronted Ron Wyden, the Schmel test. And there are other videos that we have coming for you. And none of this is really even Trump news. So that's not even the Trump news today. So that's what we have coming up for you in the next 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show. You're not going to want to miss today's transmission. Be sure to spread the links with your family and friends. Tell them about this. The YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook purge continues to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Every day, another conservative is removed from social media. Dozens removed from social media because of their political speech. Don't let them twist the truth. It's 100% political. It's 100% a Democrat agenda. It's 100% quote-unquote meddling in elections like they claim the Russians are doing. And it's all coming up, and you're not going to want to miss it. What do you think Ron Wyden does when a man like Alex Jones asks him why he won't stand up for free speech in America? Well, you're going to find out on the other side. What does Marco Rubio do when Alex Jones offers him a friendly pat on the back? Well, I guess you'll have to find out coming up next. And there's other news, too. Lots of other news surfacing today as well, as we are now 62 days out from the midterm elections. 62 days out. And I think Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google have really just begun the purge. And I think in 62 days, there's a lot of people they can censor. And you know what? I'll say this before we go to our first break, and I'm going to have to say this again today. Any major YouTube channels that are listening to this broadcast, any YouTubers out there Now is the time. Do one last video on your YouTube channel. Say goodbye to YouTube and switch to Reel.Video. That's the only way we can defeat them.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Massive transmission is ahead of you. 62 days out from the midterms, and the tech left, allied with China and the Democrat Party, are censoring conservatives and patriots and Trump supporters on the internet. Our own Alex Jones has traveled to Washington, D.C. as the tech giants are being questioned by Congress right now. Alex Jones went. He had a minute to visit with Marco Rubio, as well as others that we're going to play for you today on the transmission. Be sure to spread the links. But here's Alex Jones asking Marco Rubio what he's going to do about the censorship of patriots.
Seriously, do I have a First Amendment? Because they're talking about authoritarian regimes. Okay. They're lying about me and they're trying to deplatform me. 26 companies working in concert, violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now, Senator Warner and Senator Wyden have said, quote, there's thousands of sites worse than Alex Jones. So we're becoming like Cuba, we're becoming like Vietnam, we're becoming like China. So regardless of what think about me or the straw men, should I have a First Amendment or should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that and then ban conservatives en masse?
Yeah, I don't know anything about your site.
No, but about the First Amendment.
Yeah, I support the First Amendment. That's the question.
I know. I was the only one that brought up China. Are you aware of the deplatforming going on?
China?
No, here. Big tech companies are purging conservatives. They're shadow banning people en masse.
Yeah, well, my broader concern is that what we are trying to do in terms of preventing foreign interference in our elections, that technology could be used by authoritarian governments to argue, we want you to do the same thing against people that are in our country operating. For example, for them, misinformation would be something like the truth. For them, sowing instability would be supporting democracy.
But the Democrats are doing what you said China does.
That you got from Sheryl Sandberg and Jack Dorsey on that question.
I think Facebook now is, I think it's important for them not to comply with any efforts to sort of go after freedom.
Well, what about the Democrats purging conservatives? She's not answering. Just that the Republicans are acting like it isn't happening. Thank God Trump is.
Well, but
it's weird.
Oh, yeah, it's really weird. There's no purge of conservatives. I'm not there's really no shadow banning of members
about
of Congress.
Bias in social media?
Yeah, who's this guy? We deplatformed
him. We're concerned about bias in social media.
Well, I think the bigger bias is against freedom of expression. Everybody should be.
It's happening here. It's happening here, but you say I don't exist.
Then a heckler at a press gaggle.
Look at this guy. He's saying that I don't exist, and they're deplatforming.
I don't know who you are, man. Website.
Sure. And they demonize me in these very hearings, and then he plays dumb.
Here's the question.
Infowars.com, you know what it is. Oh, well.
Does Google, does Facebook, does
that's why you get elected.
Do they need to be regulated?
Marco Rubio, the snake. Little frat boy here.
All right.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, sure.
I swear to God.
Yeah, you better hope you can be platforming. Tens of millions of views.
InfoWars.
Better than Rush Limbaugh. He knows who InfoWars is. Playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
But here's a question.
Don't touch me again, man. I'm asking you not to touch me.
Well, sure, I'm just patting you nicely.
I know, but I don't want to be... I don't
want me to get arrested.
I don't know who you are.
Because I'm just going to take my First Amendment. Oh, he'll beat me up.
I didn't say that.
He didn't know who I am, but he's so mad. You're not going to silence me. You're not going to silence me.
But there are people.
You are literally like a little gangster thug.
There are people in this country.
Rubio just threatened to physically take care of me.
There are people who feel that they are being... They feel like...
He tells you China's the problem, which it is, but they're taking our free speech right now.
Social media platforms, Facebook,
there goes Rubio.
Do you believe that these platforms need to be regulated like a public utility, and how do you go about doing that?
Well, I prefer not to. I prefer competition to take care of that. But obviously, we're going to watch closely to make sure that these tools that are being used, I mean, one thing is to say we're going to go after foreign interference designed to sow and
sow. But it's already going on here.
Another thing is to
the
say
Democrats are wiping the Republicans.
Because at some point, someone has to make a determination, what's the difference between, you know, misinformation from abroad and differences of opinion within the
United States? Yeah, and that's happening here.
It's a very fine line, and that's something we need to be careful about. We don't overreach in that direction.
But then he doesn't know about InfoWars being banned. He doesn't know about the top of the story in the government.
About how they not just how they apply that within the United States, but they don't become agents of authoritarian regimes abroad to crack down on free speech. Because
there's
a balance between what is free speech and what people disagree on.
Poor Rubio.
I'm sorry, we get it. Yeah, man, I got to go to the committee.
Exactly.
You guys can talk to this clown.
Oh, yeah. He's a little frat boy, so cool. Back to your bathhouse. Compromise of the bathhouses. There goes Rubio, a little punk. Anyways, you gotta love people that come from authoritarian regimes,
but you have to step along,
and then they don't even.
So freedom of speech. What do you make of it?
There he is, Alex Jones, live in the physical dimension. And what? You see, this is the incredible thing that I hope people can realize from this. Aside from the fact that Marco Rubio is, I mean, jeez, talk about a wet noodle. What an embarrassment that man is. But that's part of the overall picture here. Folks, how do I explain this? It's like if you're watching the big tech hearings that are going on right now, you realize, and I'm not trying to be rude or insulting here. It's just the truth. You realize how cowardly these congressmen and women are. Again, and I'm not pointing the finger. I'm not going to sit here and name names. It's the nature of the beast. That is the environment that is in D.C. It's like be a total wuss, cuck, nothing, wet noodle when you're on the Hill, when you're debating politics, when you're in front of the media. But then you know damn well behind closed doors these people are savages, man. Savages. Just cutting any deal they can. Insider trading. Cutting deals with China. Turning over information on illegal servers. I mean, folks, it's amazing. Oh, but when the cameras are on and everyone's in the same room together, it's kind of like hush, hush. Like, yeah, tech censorship. Yes, we'll do something about that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, do you censor people on the internet? Yes, okay. Marco Rubio. Oh, I don't know who InfoWars is. Yeah, I've never heard. Who are you? Alex Jones? I don't know you. Bull crap, bro. But so what happens? Oh my gosh. Is that Alex Jones? That's Alex Jones. He's out of control. That's Alex Jones. He's got a spirit. He's got a soul. He's on fire. We can't have this. Somebody put a wet blanket on that man. That's the environment in D.C., folks. Total wuss culture. It's like there's a fire going on in your house. And you've all just agreed you're kind of just going to sit on the couch and just kind of mingle and watch TV. And you're not going to address the fire. Like, you know it's there. You're actually, you called this whole thing to address the structure fire. So you call the meeting to address the structure fire that's raging around you, but then you sit down and you have this mutual agreement to not discuss the structure fire. Just kind of talk about the smoke and the smell and maybe what caused it, what we're going to do about it. Meanwhile, it just keeps raging and burning everything down. But we're nice and yes. And so you get Facebook and Twitter, Google skips today. And it's just softball after softball after softball after softball after softball. Nobody's calling them out for the censorship that they're doing. And here's the other crazy thing. Because we're going back to Alex Jones on the other side. We've got more clips. Alex Jones live in D.C. They can't handle a real man. They can't handle somebody that's actually truthful and not a total wuss and coward and is going to speak their mind. But there's a whole other element to this, folks. If you listen to these hearings and you listen to what's the girl's name? Susan Berger or something from Facebook. I forgot her name. If you listen to them, you would think that the elections are happening on Facebook, folks. The elections don't happen on Facebook. Facebook is not a government entity. What is going on?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm here to say, and this is the reason why I came to see you, Alex, is you are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American. In a big way, if your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is, but you've got to be the greatest you can be now. I don't know why they've been successful in pushing everybody into these little ghettos of these Facebooks and these tweets and these Instagrams, these Instas. This is ghetto. This is ghetto. This is corporate. They're taking your energy. They're taking your energy and you're getting nothing in return. Nothing.
They're dumbing the language down. Twitter's designed to reduce the language directly out of 1984. It's aimed something.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over. They've got the votes, which means time is limited. Time is not forever. How many more moons and sunrises will you see in your life? Rise and fall. There's not that many. It's a small amount. So for people to be saying with this attitude, oh, I'll get on with my life and my greatness sometime.
No,
you can't.
We're being enslaved now, and that's it. Under the TPP, they admit you can't put a headline to the New York Times. You're sending massive traffic to them. They're claiming you're taking their words. This is insane.
And you had the Justice Stephen Breyer said we need to look at a global law now. Remember just recently
getting it lined up with it.
So they're getting ready for these decisions to come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The senior executive today because they recently taken actions such as terminating cooperation they have with the American military on programs like artificial intelligence that are designed not just to protect our troops
live at the big
fighting one of wars, but to protect on the hill as well. This is at the very same time they continue to cooperate with the Chinese Communist Party on matters like artificial intelligence or partner with Huawei and other Chinese telecom companies that are effectively arms.
Project Maven.
Communist Party. And credible reports suggest that they are working to develop a new search engine that would satisfy the Chinese Communist Party's censorship standards after having disclaimed any intent to do so 8 years ago. Perhaps they didn't send a witness to answer these questions because there is no answer to those questions. And the silence we would hear right now from the Google chair would be reminiscent of the silence that that witness provided. So I just want to ask both of you, would your companies ever consider taking these kinds of actions that privilege
Senator Constitutional
power over the United States and especially the government in either form? Ms. Sandberg.
I'm not familiar with the specifics of this at all, but based on how you're asking the question, I don't believe so.
Sheryl Sandberg, the White
House. So,
the Democrats are swarming.
Data miner.
Polydor's Russia.
One of the services that provides basically all of Twitter's data.
Democrats are just saying that said Twitter is bad because China didn't let them in. Unbelievable. They're China agents.
All right, so we've got more clips from AJ coming up here on the Alex Jones Show, and there is a bunch of news to cover, too, but in case you're unaware, Alex Jones took a surprise trip to D.C., and showed up this morning. He's done a bunch of live videos that you can find on the Real Alex Jones Twitter. He's confronted Ron Wyden. He's confronted Marco Rubio. They didn't have much interest in talking to Alex. You see, Alex is a real man with a spine and the courage to speak his mind. And that's not really kosher on the Hill. You see, in order to be on the Hill, you have to be a little weakling that just maintains the status quo. See, that's what it's all about. You know, it's such a hard thing to explain, honestly. It's hard to put words to. I think the audience understands, but that's what it is. Never change the status quo. That's the issue with D.C. Never shake things up. Never change the status quo. The house is never on fire, even though it's burning down. Things are just fine, even though they're not. Just don't stress the status quo. Maintain the status quo. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Yes, big tech censorship, clearly a political agenda. Is it legal? Is it not? I don't know. You know what? I'm just a congressman here. I don't want to change the status quo. I'm just a congressman. I'm just going to put in my time at the Hill today, maybe ask a couple light questions. Hopefully I'll get out of there. And the status quo will still be maintained, and congressmen and women can still cheat the government and somehow come out of the government with tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions in some cases, like Nancy Pelosi. So let's just maintain the status quo. Let's not solve any of the problems. Let's not raise any of the issues. Let's just have the ceremonious congressional hearings. Let's have the ceremonious testimonies. That's all it is. Congress and the government has become nothing more than a giant self-aggrandizing ceremony. The real politics all happen in the quote-unquote deep state with the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, all of these unelected bureaucracies. That's where the government actually exists now. That's where the power actually exists. That's who pulls the levers. That's who pulls the strings. And you know what? Most of it's probably done with blackmail over congressmen. So the congressmen don't want to upset anything. They don't want to ruffle any feathers. And this is why the midterms coming up are so important, folks. We have to get Republicans in Congress that, excuse me, but have testicles between their legs, okay? And I'm sorry, but if Marco Rubio, who sadly is not even one of the worst in Congress, that's actually probably one of the better ones. And this loser is going to sit here, InfoWars? Alex Jones? Bro, how can you be such a fraud to act like you have never heard of InfoWars or Alex Jones? Or let's say you genuinely haven't. Have you been living under a rock? Oh, but here's Marco Rubio, he's really big into the tech censorship. He knows about the tech censorship. He's at the hearings. He's on the intel committees. He's grilling these people. He's big Marco. He's going to make sure that we still have free speech and the tech giants aren't censoring for political speech. And then they are nonstop right in front of our face blatantly. And here's Marco Rubio. You're going to stop China, right? You're going to stop the Russians, right? The Russians are meddling, right? Okay. Thank you, Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook. Thank you, Mark Dorsey. Yes. Jack Dorsey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Good job. Yes. Ah, ha, ha. Thank you. Uh-oh. Here comes Alex Jones, a real person with a beating heart, who's not a total loser, who's not a total scaredy cat, who actually has cojones. Oh my gosh. And Marco Rubio panics. Oh my gosh, Alex Jones is going to ask me a real question. What am I going to do? I'll tell you what, I'll act like I have no idea who he is. That's what I'll do. Just like Bernie Sanders. Who are you? Yeah, hi, Marco. Are you aware that the Democrats are working with China? You've got Dianne Feinstein, a Chinese spy for 20 years. Hillary Clinton giving the Chinese her server, just giving it to her, basically. You got Chinese people, Chinese government killing American operatives. But Marco Rubio, he doesn't want to be asked any real questions. He doesn't want to ask any real questions. Can't you just leave little Marco alone? He doesn't know who Alex Jones is. He's never heard of InfoWars. Censorship of conservatives. I'm Marco Rubio. Don't ask me. I don't know anything. I'm just Marco Rubio. I'm just a congressman. Why are you asking me these things? Don't you know I don't do anything?
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
With a high degree of velocity, call out
Alex Jones at the Big Tech hearings.
We don't do a great job at giving them the best tools and context to do their work. And we think there's a lot of improvement.
They were just attacking me. Was standing be shut down, not Jack Dorsey, but the Democrats.
People can see to see what is happening.
Warner is the head guy running him to take out the First Amendment.
Amplified and underlined, it can become a self-healing process whereby the response immediately responds to false and misleading information. Deterrence, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on, except to say that many of us believe that one of the great gaps in our defenses against election interference and interference in America,
the Democrats, the ones
that are
in
elections right now, feel no pain if they do so. That we have to develop a doctrine.
Oh, I saw plenty of pain.
Just as we have.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, just look at what happens when someone like Alex Jones and Donald Trump enter the D.C. swamp. It's total panic, and they don't know what to do. They act like they don't know him. InfoWars, I don't know you. I don't know. They can't answer questions. They hide from questions. And in President Trump's case, they just totally panic. It's like a fish, like a carp flopping around on the deck. You know why? Because most of these people are total fakes, ladies and gentlemen. Total phonies hiding behind a facade. And a lot of these congressmen understand that America has woken up to the facade that they hide behind, and so they're panicked. Just look at the faces of a Cory Booker, of a Kamala Harris, of a Nancy Pelosi. Just look at them. And you see fear. Fear that information is power and that people are seeing how these congressmen are nothing more than two-bit phonies hiding behind a facade, running for re-election, and nothing more. The real power in Washington, D.C. has been absconded by unelected bureaucracies like the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, and so on. And so now, when we need Congress more than ever to do something about all the corruption in D.C., do something about the censorship, do something about the propaganda, where are they? Well, they're nowhere, because they were never there to begin with. Don't you see? It was all just a facade. Congress has been a ceremonious exercise in self-aggrandizement and grandstanding for way too long, folks. And now you're seeing the fruits of that corruption. And so someone like Donald Trump or Alex Jones shows up in D.C., what happens? All the worms, all the sponges, the spineless invertebrate, all of them start to panic and flop around. Because they were fake the whole time, and people like Alex Jones and people like Donald Trump expose them as the total phonies that they are. Do we want to go live to this, guys?
Going to the next meeting?
So let's work on that. Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to work on getting this video, folks. Alex Jones just confronted Jack Dorsey. He is outside of the Senate building now, where Jack Dorsey was just being questioned by Congress. All right, he's having some photo moments now, saying hello to people.
Or you say the same word, liar, scum. We love you.
Oh yeah, someone's heard.
We love Uranium One, liar, shame on you. We have the moral ground. We say boo on you, and we think you're a sheep like us, so we think that hurts you. When mindless people come up and say, shame on you, scum. What's wrong with you? The economy's growing 4.6%. Our spirit.
Now, see, that's amazing. Alex is like making a voice, like he's making fun of a voice, like a demon voice. Like, she actually sounds like that.
We're going to yell at you. We're going to yell at you and make you feel bad. You're not supposed to talk back. You're supposed to just be a meme.
I just don't even know.
I'm going to call you scum. And when you talk back, I just can't believe it.
You get this
I can't believe you actually talk back at me.
See, and that's what it is, too. These people have never had anyone push back on them.
That's children.
They're a bunch of bullies. They're a bunch of control freaks. They're a bunch of cultists.
And Hillary's our God. So we just hate men. And we love abortion. And we love
the
world order. Oh, you love it because you're spiritually dead. And you want us to spiritually die like you.
That's what it is.
We're not spiritually dead like you.
That's the sad thing about this.
You're not going to pull all our kids down with you. And you're failing.
That is. See, now you're just getting real.
Humanity's coming back.
That's sexist.
Humanity's coming back. Your culture of death is over.
Again, out of the street. One more time, out of the street.
All right.
Ladies, you have a nice day.
Oh, all right. Wow. Boy. Are we having fun this week or what? So, plenty more coming from Alex Jones live on the Hill, confronting not only members of Congress, not only Jack Dorsey, but now just radical libtards out in the streets. Oh my gosh. What is he doing now?
Just go to this. I can't even.
We're going
to
shut him down. We're Democrats.
Oh, no, a Democrat. Oh, no.
It's a Democrat.
We spew racist things at people and walk around like trolls. Hey, Alex Jones, screw you.
Alex, come here. Here, can you get it, please?
Where is the goddamn movie?
Infowarsstore.com. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's nice to see Alex out there in his element right now. Maybe, you know what? This is the perfect time. Because this is exactly why I started the InfoWars Army. And there is your Sergeant Major Alex Jones out there on the streets confronting these people in real life.
It's our country! Your children are ours!
There he is. Making us proud. But here's the thing about this, folks. This is what we have to do. We have to go out in the real world, not necessarily act like a goblin troll. Maybe that's what you got to do to wake some of these people up. But I'm telling you, look, they have no shame. They have no shame protesting people.
And then I lightly tapped him on the arm.
You're talking about Rubio now.
The little mint munchkin he had with him. And then he said he'd take me out or something like that.
So here's the thing. So now because Alex went and did that, let me explain why we do this. Let me explain why I started the InfoWars Army. And even something as trivial as what you might think just one video that you get. Hey, pull him down, guys. We're about to go to break here. I don't know. Who's that questioning him? That's right. Okay, apparently TMZ is talking to him right now. We're going to get these video clips for you. We're going to make sure it all airs today. It's all going to be at InfoWars.com. But look at that. Just Alex confronting Marco Rubio in a 2-minute video just exposed Marco Rubio as a total fraud. Just exposed Marco Rubio as a total wuss. A total nothing. Oh, really, dude? You're going to sit here and you're going to be questioning the big tech censorship to Facebook and Twitter, and you've never heard of InfoWars or Alex Jones? You failed. You failed. And then you're going to sit here and cry, Russia, 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 Russia. Okay, so now you're just an idiot spouting fake news. So just that 2.5 minutes of Alex Jones just being in the presence of Marco Rubio totally exposed Marco Rubio. Total victory. It's time to activate. It's time to engage liberty. It's time to wake the sheeple, red pill the masses, break the conditioning. It's all happening.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm gone from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with heart and body extract.
I started taking Heart and Body extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body extract.
Heart and Body extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The fraud, as the president says, it is a witch hunt, but it's beyond a witch hunt. They have used the lies in these committee hearing meetings in the House and Senate to deplatform me and unperson me off of the Internet so that I can't respond to the future lies and the straw men that they've built. This is a danger of this country. In what free nation do they have hearings at the national level and talk about someone like Alex Jones, worked truly for hours, and then never have a chance to then be heard by the committee? What country have we turned into where the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN openly lobby to take me off every platform and openly lobby that anyone that talks about Alex Jones in a positive way will then also be blacklisted off the Internet? Google and Apple are officially moving to China. They are adopting Chinese communist-style tactics. They are helping censor and round up the political dissidents, the Buddhists and the Christians and others who are then taken and worked to death and their organs harvested. Just in 2006, 2010, they had committee hearings in this very Senate Committee on Intelligence and told Google, you are now evil. You are aiding and abetting evil. Look at the congressional record. 10 years later, there's zero discussion of Apple and Google and others moving to China. Apple has moved the iCloud to China and has given the government the code keys to everyone's Apple device. A total national security violation of the highest levels ever seen. It's well known that Hillary transferred the Office of Personnel Management files of 21 million U.S. government individuals and their families to the communist Chinese. And that's why Trump's enemy number one. Because there's a globalist sellout of our country to communist China and espionage carried out by the Democratic Party and many members of the Republican Party as well. That's why I've been targeted. So I can't have a press conference. As you can see, America cannot.
Security is now telling Alex to leave the scene.
There you go. That'll be your news guy.
So there they go. So Alex is having a press conference. Huge media turnout. Probably about 20 media members there. 20, 30 cameras. Huge audience. And security comes and shuts him down and makes him leave. Now, if you're watching at Infowars.com/show, you can see what I'm talking about. If you're a radio audience listener, Alex is addressing a large crowd of people. There's at least 20 cameras there, media there. It's a press conference situation, and a security guard comes and removes him. And so they're discussing with Alex right now what to do, where he should go, and how he can do this. Or maybe he's not allowed to do this. You know, maybe you just got to get Alex out of here. Yes, sir. Sir, excuse me, sir. You are a American patriot individual that speaks his mind and won't censor himself and won't be a total coward once they enter this building. So, sir, we have to remove you. This is D.C. This is a congressional meeting. No spirit, no passion. You have to be a total wuss.
I asked them, I said, are you detaining Alex? Are you arresting Alex? They said, no, this is merely just a conversation that they want to have with him. He's here behind this closed door. It did not allow us to have access while they're discussing whatever it is they're discussing with him. But I do want to point out that of all the...
Have you ever seen this happen before?
I've never seen this happen before. Typically, this specifically is set up for people to hold press conferences. Usually what will happen is either witnesses like Jack Dorsey or Sheryl Sandberg or senators, sometimes senior staffers will come out here and address the press.
Oh, but not Alex Jones.
You can even see it right there. This is
literally, so, here, okay, that's Jack Posobiec breaking it down. Here comes Alex again.
Well, you know, when Peter Fonda said that he wanted to kidnap the president's son and put him in a cage with pedophiles and raping, that violated their terms of service as well. They're all very subjective. They can say and do whatever they want. The media ran a hoax and said that I said things on Twitter I didn't say. And so, again, they can say all day I violated their terms. Jack Dorsey didn't take me off Twitter. And you, the so-called media, has been foaming at the mouth to get me further deplatformed so I can't respond to the lies. Think about this in America. Think about this in America, that I have been unable. This is the 11th hearing that they've had in the last year and a half where I'm one of the main focuses, and I have not ever been called to testify when they say outrageous, slanderous, defamatory things. When they've had in the House Intelligence Committee, Senate Intelligence Committee, and others, they'll have people point blank from the CIA, you name it, or leftist, say Alex Jones works for the Russians. That is an outrageous lie beyond Joseph McCarthy, and they never did. But when McCarthy did it, the people got to come in and got to confront the committee and say, you have no decency. How dare you act like this? This is 100 times worse than anything Joseph McCarthy ever did, and it's a shame.
Mr. Jones, this morning's hearing is specifically about preventing election manipulation. This afternoon's hearing is...
Sure. But every time they have these meetings, they bring
about
up
how ridiculous that is.
They claim they're taking InfoWars.
We're having these hearings today because of election meddling, election interference. Well, then why are you talking to Facebook and Twitter? I'm sorry. Do the elections happen on Facebook and Twitter? Am I missing something here? Since when do we hold elections on Facebook and Twitter?
Election meddling is by Facebook and Google and others that are shadow banning people, that are outright banning people, and that are blocking conservatives.
Look at the twist of the narrative, as Alex points out. They say, we're trying to stop Russia from meddling in the elections. Okay, well, you're Facebook. What does that have to do with anything?
From the Internet.
So you're censoring conservatives on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube to stop Russia from meddling in the election?
Interesting. And well-spoken, as Tucker Carlson said about me on Fox News, not because what I say is bad, but because what I say is effective and true and popular. So they build straw men and misrepresent what I said and do, and then they use that straw man to try to kick me off of the air. This is so dangerous to now have the New York Times foaming at the mouth calling for me to be taken off the Internet completely and anyone who supports me being taken off. My God, this is true authoritarianism. Come to America, and you've got a bunch of dying corporate mainstream media that doesn't know what to do. And because they don't have any viewers or listeners, people that support them anymore. They think silencing independent media and silencing NewsWars.com and silencing InfoWars.com can somehow let them get control of the narrative and stop the giant political realignment that's happened in this country towards populism and free market and a 4.6% growth rate. That's what they want. That's what's going on here. What's going on here? Jack Posobiec from One American News. This guy, Patriot, Naval Intelligence, whole nine yards. Tell him what's really happening here.
Alex, what we've seen and what we're starting to see in a lot of this is a lot of censorship.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear more from Alex through the rest of the broadcast, as well as getting to some news. If you want to really see and feel the Matrix, and I mean, it's just, I don't know how to explain it, man. You're just seeing it. Someone like Alex just showing up on the Hill creates this much of a controversy where they have to print articles. It's a story. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones rants against Facebook, Google outside D.C. hearing. Oh, conspiracy theorists, like they were going to remove him from YouTube and Facebook. Oh, wait, they did that. Vox. Alex Jones is sitting front row for Facebook and Twitter Senate hearing. It's like, oh my gosh, a citizen who might speak out, who has an opinion. He's there and he's uncontrollable. He says things that he thinks. He says things that go against the establishment. He might create a scene just by existing. That's how you expose the 1984 Matrix. I'm telling you, this is why I started InfoWars Army, folks. If you just go out into the 3D world and trigger the control matrix, it's just unbelievable. Look at what Trump has done to D.C. Look at what Alex's presence in D.C. does just for a day. I'm telling you, it's all the 1984 control matrix going into panic mode because we're organically jacking ourselves into it and throwing all the gears, all the levers, everything awry. That's what we have to do. Go into the matrix. InfoWarsArmy.com, enlist today. $10,000. For the biggest red pill jack into the matrix in the next 62 days before the midterm. My push is in the sports world. Hang signs from the most, the biggest crowded stadiums, Yankee Stadium, college football stadiums, NFL stadiums, InfoWars.com, free Alex Jones. Go with something else. Do something for Trump. Imagine you go to a New York Yankee game and there's 20 Trump 2020 signs all over the railings. The panic that would ensue. Do a social experiment. Go to a ball game and hang a Bernie sign. Nothing will happen. Hang a Trump sign, people will panic. Because you're jacking into the fake 1984 control freak matrix, folks. That's what this is. That's what this is. It's a physical jacking into the control grid and throwing it off its kilter, throwing it off its pattern. What is its pattern? What is its goal? To control you, to control society, to control your mind. So we have to get in there and jack that control. That's what Alex Jones is doing today, live in D.C. Are you seeing it happening? It's happening. Marco Rubio says, I've never heard of InfoWars and Alex Jones. Really? You're supposed to be the one questioning these people on...
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.